Powder presents The Judy Canova Show. And here's American brain, Judy Canova.
Rome was built in a day. You have to pay for what you get. I will be here when you find me. My little... Over. This ain't as crowded as it was last time. Many people in my car, I couldn't go in into the ladies' dressing room. There, brushing the teeth, I went to bed. So I had myself a small compartment into the car. I didn't catch lock the door every time we pulled into the I'm tech trained myself. Well, all night long, I could hear click-clack, clickety-clack, crap game. You meet some pretty nice fellas on this. One fella sitting next to me, I stood for rheumatism. He said it. The train was full of sailors. It was plumb. This woman even hid in a sailor's duffel. Away with it, too. But when the sailor got up, say, does this bump on my head? He's on the train, too.
Tonight, Judy is getting packed to join the fifth war loan drive for the summer. Let's see what's happening at Rancho Canova.
My goodness, Miss Judy, you sure have traveled a lot. Just look at the labels on them trunks. North Hollywood, Van Nuys, Burbank.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Why, I had to offer advertising myself. You did a serve as an example of the...
Who made you offer?
Now, all day listening to a broadcast from for the past 12 years, the Republic campaign slogan. Mm. Yeah, got a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Do we or don't we?
Well, honey, you know I'm glad you're going out to selling. While you out trying to sell them all over the country, I'm going to buy all I can and hide them in my girdle.
Well, why do you hide the bonds in your girdle?
Well, I'm to fall back on.
Do a good job of keeping house while I'm away, and I hope you don't get lonesome.
Oh, I won't, honey. You know, I met a new man, and I've been writing to him through a column in the newspaper.
Dorothy Dick's column?
No, the swap column. But you know, Miss Judy, he writes the prettiest things in his letter. He calls me little rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis? Uh-huh. Listen here, do you know what that means?
Why, sure I do, honey. You ain't the only one around here that understands Spanish. You know something? When I get mad, I'm going to have a wedding gown with a long plane.
Oh, geranium, you mean a train.
No, honey, I mean plane. When you waited as long as I have, you're in a hurry to get there.
Well, enough of this, geranium. Get all my things packed so I can get going. The train leaves in an hour.
All right, honey.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, is the station wagon ready? And did you put all the bags in?
Si, Senorita. I am waiting for Geranium to get all the trunks packed.
Well, good, Pedro. Say, by the way, what are you going to do this summer while I'm away?
I'm going to be a lifeguard down on the beach.
You a lifeguard?
Gee, Senorita, I got a good tan already.
Oh, you call that a suntan? Why, boy, you don't even know how to get one. And another thing, you're supposed to tell people on the beach how long to stay in the sun, too. Now, for instance, if you get a light tan, it's called a sweet pea pink. Then there's a dark tan, that's called a beach bronze.
See?
Now, how would you get a tomato red?
Well, I could tell her the story about
no,
the family.
No.
You know, I like it when they have the dancing at night on the beach. I had a dance with a girl last night, and she really knows how to jitter boggy. See? Why, she even balanced me on her head for 3 minutes.
Pedro, I saw you. That was no girl you had. That was a seal.
A seal?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder after every dance she put her nose in my pocket for a fish.
Well, Pedro, I hope you're a big hero at the beach. Why, I can see you now. All the bathers are screaming because there's a giant octopus on the beach. They need a brave man to go out and kill it.
That ain't me.
Why, of course it's you. You tear down the beach and you dive into that inky black water where the monsters are waiting for you.
Oh, that ain't me.
Sure it is. You swim out and you grapple with the monster. Then suddenly it's all over. And in a few minutes, a hideous object, beaten, battered, and lifeless, is washed up on the shore.
That's me.
Pedro. Go load the station wagon now.
Buenas noches, Senorita.
Yeah, plain scotches to you too, Pedro.
Hello, Judy. Say, are you nearly packed? It's about 50 minutes till train time.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Niles. Geranium's packing the last trunk now. You know something, Mr. Niles? I'm sure gonna miss your guiding hand around the old rancho. What are you gonna do for the summer?
Well, I thought I'd take a good vacation, maybe do a little fishing.
Hey, I heard that noise.
Why, it's Mr. O'Toole, the motorcycle policeman.
Me name's O'Toole, but I'm no fool. I know the Colgate powder rule.
Well, good for you, officer. That's why you have an arresting smile. Here's that good old Colgate rule, folks. Just brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles.
Be sure your teeth don't have smudge when you tell it to the judge.
No need to if you use Colgate tooth powder, because this marvelous powder removes dull, dingy surface film from your teeth, leaving them sparkling with all their natural brilliance. And you know that gleaming teeth make a smile irresistible.
I wouldn't run a lady in who flashes me that Colgate grin.
Well, I'll bet not, especially if a nice sweet breath goes with that smile. And everybody knows that Colgate tooth powder does a double job. It not only gives you a dazzling smile, but at the same time, it stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10, as scientific tests have definitely proved. You know, Officer O'Toole, there are only a few people who don't know all this.
I hope the next guy makes those few use Colgate powder like I do.
The next guy? Oh, I see. You mean the next Colgate tooth powder salesman. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, after tonight, we're all off for a little vacation, but I know you'll like our new summer program called the Colgate Theater of Romance, which starts next Tuesday and presents for the first program James Hilton's famous story, Goodbye, Mr. Chips. So listen in next Tuesday and every Tuesday, same time, same station, until Judy gets back in the fall. And keep smiling. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, I've got to report in, but I'll be back and give you a motorcycle escort down to the railroad station. So long, Miss Kinner.
So long, Mr. O'Toole.
Well, Judy, I saw Pedro carrying a trunk down the back stairs just now, so I guess you're all ready. Incidentally, you knew we were all going down to the depot with you to see you off, didn't you?
Oh, you are? Gee, that's swell.
Greetings and felicitous salutations. And all that sort of stuff. Hiya, Miss Judy.
Yeah, hello, Sylvester. Well, in another half hour, I'll be on the way to join the 5th War Loan Tour. What are you going to do for the summer, Sylvester?
Well, I'm going to be a forest ranger in my spare time.
Yeah, we'll need forest rangers to watch out for fires. But, say, ain't mountain climbing and all that a little too tough for you?
Why, I should say not. I should say not. You know, I tried it last summer, and I only had one accident. I fell off a cliff at one of the summer resorts, and I tore my pants.
You tore your pants, Big Bear?
No, I just showed in a couple of places.
Quit being silly, Sylvester.
Hello, Miss Judy. Hiya, gang.
Hi, Eddie Dean. Say, you're just in time to go to the station with me. Come on, Pedro's got the station wagon waiting.
All right.
Say, Eddie, how about a song, huh?
Here's one of my favorite Western tunes, Miss Judy. Riding Down the Canyon. When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plain, all I've got to do is lay around. I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that no artist ever could paint. White-faced cattle lowing on the mountainside. I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all around. I'll tell you, folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail when the desert sun goes down.
Singing while I'm away. Oh, look, Pedro, there's a man standing there on the curb, and he looks like he wants a ride. We've got to share the car, you know.
See, I'll drive over close to him so he won't have to walk so far. You know, Senorita, I lose more passengers that way.
Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Pedro, have you got a license?
Oh, Senorita, don't you think we are too young for marriage? Hey, Senorita, let's stop for some hot dogs. This is your treat.
No, it ain't my treat. I live on a treat with streetcar tracks. Just keep driving, Pedro. We'll be late if we stop.
Hey, look, Judy. Hey, look, that guy weaving around there in the middle of the street, directing traffic. There goes the red light.
Oh, huh? Stop. Ah, you know the law. You can't go until I blow my whistle. And you got a long wait.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I ain't got no whistle.
Hey, listen here, you. We're in a hurry to get to the railroad station. Now, get out of the way. You're drunk.
Oh, I'm drunk, huh? I am, huh? So you think I'm drunk? Well, I'll show you.
Look out! He's got a gun!
Oh, don't worry. No bullets. Look. I always forget which one of us is loaded.
Go ahead, Pedro.
Well, there's the station right ahead, Judy. Oh, Pedro, stop here. Judy, Judy! Judy, are you all right?
Sure, I always travel in coal cars. Help me out of here.
Miss Judy, shall I go get you a red cap?
No, I look silly enough in this green beret. Oh, here's the ticket window. Oh, pardon me, kind sir, but I'd like to get a ticket to Kansas City.
Ah, you kill me, you Republicans. I beg your pardon. That's not a Wilkie button. That's your nose.
Hey, listen, I'm Judy Canova.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have your reservation right here. And you'd better hurry, too. I think your train is about to pull out.
Yes, come on, Judy. Now, let's see, where's track 5? Oh, there it is.
Hurry, Miss Judy.
All aboard! Aboard!
Hey, Judy! Judy, the train's pulling out.
Come on, Miss Judy, we'll have to run for it.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll catch it all right.
Well, come on, Judy.
Yeah, hurry.
Hurry. Come on.
Well, I'm running, ain't I?
Run, Judy. Run. Run.
I made it. I made it.
Oh, thank heavens I made it, too.
Whew. 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 Oh, good luck, fellas. So long. So long, fellas. Goodbye. Hey! I was the one that was going on the train.
Tonight, this very evening, you can start to enjoy a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. How? Use Colgate tooth powder. Because Colgate tooth powder not only removes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, leaving them sparkling with natural brilliance, but at the same time, it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And those are facts, friends, for scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. And it's just that easy, too. You simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember, Colgate tooth powder. And now here's Judy to sing the complete version of her closing theme song, Good Night Soldier.
Good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier, past the reveille. Find me dreaming
guess we're going off the air for the summer, and a swell show is going to replace us until fall. It's called the Colgate Theater of Romance, and I know you're going to listen to it every week just like you have for us. The first program next week will bring you James Hilton's famous story, Good Night, Mr. Chips. Goodbye, Mr. Chips. And other swell stories will come along every week, so don't forget to tune in. And before I say so long, I'd like to thank my sponsors, the makers of Colgate Tooth Powder, for being such swell folks to work for. And I'm looking forward to coming back in the fall. I also want to thank all you listeners for your letters and loyalty. And to thank my cast, Eddie Dean, Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Ken Niles, Charles Danton as orchestra, my sound man, Dave Light, my engineer, Gary Harris, and my sister, Ann, my vocal arranger. I also want to thank my producer, Carlton Alsop, and a special thanks to my writer, Paul Kerman. Folks, in these terrible times, if we've made you laugh a little and forget the grim reality of war, then we've succeeded in our small way, and we're mighty happy. So till next fall, this is simply Judy Canova in Hollywood saying thanks a lot, and
good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier, happy forever.
Don't forget, Colgate Tooth Powder presents next week James Hilton's Goodbye, Mr. Chips on the Colgate Theater of Romance. So don't miss it. Tune in next week at the same time for Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Good night, Chet.
Colgate Tooth Powder. This is Ken Niles saying, see y'all next fall.
What is the 14-day Palmolive plan?
Yes, what is the 14-day Palmolive plan?
It's the biggest beauty news in years. Doctors tested this plan, proved it brought lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 of all the women tested. Here it is.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap, then massage for a full 60 seconds with Palmolive's lovely soft lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day.
Easy to do. Yet 36 doctors proved this Palmolive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day Palmolive plan works. So get Palmolive. See what Palmolive can do for your skin in only 14 days. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.